Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Radio Nova. I'm Traco Brainon, and this week we're looking at an original way to reuse and repurpose all the soft plastic we accumulate. It's called the EcoBrick. Have you ever heard of an EcoBrick?
No, I have never heard of an EcoBrick.
No.
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 No, I don't think I have.
No.
No, I have not.
An EcoBrick, is that like a fire log or something like that?
I have.
It's a type of brick to make a house that's more environmentally friendly.
No.
That you build with. Aren't those like hemp bricks or something? No?
No.
So what are EcoBricks? Basically, they're recycled bottles that are packed completely full of soft plastic until they are as hard as a clay brick. You'll be surprised how much you can fit into one bottle. The Global EcoBrick Alliance suggests a good minimum density of 0.33 grams per milliliter. This means that a 1.5 litre bottle used as an EcoBrick will have a minimum weight of 500 grams. Minimum density goals are essential to ensure your EcoBricks are structurally sound and fire safe. More air pockets equals more fire risk. To learn a bit more about them, I caught up with sustainability expert Portico Martin and asked him how and why he makes EcoBricks.
Well, we get plastic bottles and the orange juice bottles with the wide brim. They're like 750 mils. And what we do is we just get all the clean, soft plastic that's lying around the house that would normally go into the rubbish or into the recycling. Sweet wrappers,
Crisp packets,
yeah, anything like that. All the stuff that's hard to recycle, even though the recycling bin can take them, they don't actually recycle them. And I thought there was a responsibility for somebody to do something with these, because the bottles themselves have value to them. Yeah. They're all the same size. They're quite strong, especially when they're packed with plastic. What I do is I get the plastic, ram it in with the wooden spoon handle, which seems to work quite well. Put the lid on and I put it into a bag with all the other ones. And when we get enough, then I'll hopefully by that stage I'll have space to use them. So one of the places I use them around the house or on the our property was as insulation for a building that I made. So the walls were 4 inch thick and I filled the spaces with these bottles. Okay. And old clothes, t-shirts, different things, just to pack the spaces and make sure there were no gaps, and so it stopped wind from coming through. It also meant the bottles weren't exposed to sunlight, so they wouldn't break down and find their way in some way into the groundwater. So I thought if this building stays up for a long time, then that's those bottles sorted for a long time.
They're out of a landfill.
They're out of a landfill, even if it's for a while, and the whole building could come down and they could have another use, because it'll be perfect still after 20 years. That's the unfortunate side of plastic, but it's also something that you can use to your advantage. So building with them or insulating with them or putting them under floors as insulation, yeah. All that stuff is fine.
And is it much of a hassle then changing from, because people are just used to that's soft plastic into the recycled bin, move on to the next thing in the kitchen here, and I move it, but like putting it into the bottle, is it a change of mindset on the whole thing?
I think that's what it is. I think that's all it is to find some way to incorporate this into your day-to-day living. Mm. And if you can do that, then it's manageable. Like if the bottle is there on the counter, beside where you unwrap all the, I don't know, like apples with their maybe plastic around them, then it's easy enough just to pack them in. Or you could put all the plastic into a particular bag and then every week get the kids or myself to start ramming the plastic into the bottles.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really take that long. So I suppose the biggest thing is probably the mindset, that it's not a difficult thing.
Just a quick search online, I've seen a lot of things about EcoBricks. You can learn an awful lot about it. People, I've never really heard of them, you know, they kind of associate with a sort of an eco-briquette or something like that.
Sure.
That's what they're thinking of. But it's kind of a new concept of something that's happening. But once you Google them, they start coming up online. You start seeing all sorts of different tricks. And they're happening in every country.
Yeah.
People are getting involved with it. Portico Martin, thank you very much for your time today.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.
EcoBricks can be made by the young, the old and everyone in between. No machines, special skills or experts required. However, there are important guidelines to follow to ensure the quality and usability of your EcoBricks. You'll find more information about this on our socials and at nova.ie/ours to protect.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.